Reading today is John chapter 1, starting at verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light, he came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of a human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Great to see you. I don't know if this is your first time at Christine Hall, or you've been many, many times before. You're most welcome. Great to see you. And while the kids are out making the Christingle and learning about it, we're going to be doing the same here. Well, actually, we're not going to be making them, but we're going to be learning about them. And I don't know if you know, but they've been part of the Christmas celebration for, I know, over 250 years. Originally from Germany, what it means, Christingle means Christ light. Means Christ light. And we're going to be building up the different parts of the Christingle to kind of like make a picture. And we're going to see what this picture tells us about why Jesus is the light at Christmas and why we should celebrate him. So we're going to get on and show the first part. The first part of the Christingle is, of course, the orange. Yeah, that's right. And what the orange tells us is that the orange tells us that God made the world. That God made the world. The world is an amazing place. It really is an amazing place. And I think sometimes we take it for granted. It'd be good to know, actually, as we look around the world, you might know the 7 natural wonders of the world. I'm not talking about like Egypt or the pyramids, I mean. But does anyone actually know any of the 7 natural wonders of the world? Anyone? Just shout out 1 or 2 or all 7 if you can. Anyone?
Great Wall of China.
Great Wall of China. That's man-made. Natural. Okay, so any natural things that are mind-blowing? Grand Canyon, brilliant, that's 1.
Victoria Falls,
2. The Great Barrier Reef, 3. Any others?
Niagara Falls?
No, it's not actually. No. Any others? Anyone else? Any other thoughts?
Northern Lights,
yeah, brilliant.
Demon Realm.
Well, I've got some. Actually here, I mean on the screen. That'd be quite amazing, wouldn't it? So, we've got the Bay of Rio up there, we've got the Northern Lights, there we've got the Great Barrier Reef. This one I didn't even know about before looking it up. It is called the Pacaltian Volcano in Mexico. There we go. That is amazing. The other one is also Mount Everest. Of course. And there we go, the Grand Canyon. I think we forget how amazing, absolutely amazing the world is. It's absolutely amazing. I think we take it for granted. It's a complete masterpiece. It really, really is. But it didn't just come from nowhere. Some people think that, though. Imagine this, walking into the National Gallery in London, and you look around and you say to yourself, wow! Look at all these amazing accidents. Paint flew in from here, a cab has popped up from nowhere, and these kind of mistakes collided together, and you've got all these masterpieces around me, these paintings. What amazing accidents they are. Well, as you say that out loud, of course people look at you and think, what's wrong with you? You're crazy. Of course they're not, no. Well, as a painting shows that there's an artist who made it, so the world, as we look at it, we must know that the masterpiece that this world is, that there is a creator, God, who lovingly made and crafted it. Amazing. And this is what it says in the Bible, what just Nick read to us just a few moments before. It said this, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. You see, the Bible doesn't try to prove that there is a God. Actually, it says that we already know that God exists. The world shouts that there is a creator whenever a baby is born. Whenever you look up and see a starry night. Or maybe when you see the complexity of a human molecule. It shouts, there's a creator. So when we meet with God, which someday we all will, we can't say, oh no, I didn't know you exist. No, the world shouts that he does. Now, whenever we think of the creation, whatever it is that you're thinking of, maybe one of the natural seven wonders, maybe the towering mountain ranges, vast oceans, or maybe it could be like beautiful forests, whatever comes to mind, whatever you marvel at that is absolutely amazing, is nothing compared to the person who's sitting next to you. Now, take a look at them. They are absolutely amazing. They really, truly are. Whatever you say to yourself, whatever you think about yourself, you are amazing. You are amazing. It's amazing how much an orange can tell us, okay? Well, the next part of the Christingle is this. It is the kind of fruit, kind of cocktail sticks. I'll put them on now. So each one, there's only four of them, and each of them have like currants and sweets on them. And what they represent, the next part of this kind of picture, what it represents, is four seasons of the world, of the year. There are in the world, of course. And that is, of course, is spring, summer, autumn, and winter.
Well, we're in winter.
Yeah, we're in winter at the moment. We're in the fourth one, aren't we? And on each stick, as I say, there's raisins or bits of sweet. And they're like the good fruit of this world. It shows that God provides. God provides not only just at Christmas time, but throughout the year. Throughout the year. It shows that God is very good to us. He's very generous to us. So that means we should be thankful. Whenever we walk into a supermarket, there's food there for us. Whenever we, wherever we live, we've got a place to live. We've got clothes to wear, maybe money to spend, possessions to enjoy, friends and family to love. We've got an ordered government, whatever you would think of them, we've got an ordered government to keep the peace. We've got a place to work. We've got health that keeps us going. And many, many, many other wonderful things. So it should point to us that God, well, God is a generous giver. God is a generous giver. So we should be thankful for the creation that God has made. So that is the second part of the picture of the Christingle. We now come to the third part. And the third part is the candle. I'll stick it in now. So, there we go. The candle. And what the candle shows is actually the reason why Christmas is worth celebrating. It tells us why Christmas is worth celebrating. See, in the Bible, from what was just read to us, this is what it says. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And it's saying that at the very first Christmas, God came down to earth and became man. That is, God himself took on flesh. And that is in the person of Jesus. Now, God didn't just turn up, so what's going on down here? No, there was a reason why, and this is why. It tells us in verse 3, 4, it says, in him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness. The light shines in the darkness. You see, God, that is Jesus, he's come to bring light in the darkness. Now, to talk about darkness, it's often negative emotions, isn't it? So uncertainty, maybe you're confused about something, or maybe you're lost, or I don't know about you, but when you walk into a dark room, my first thing I want to do is, where's the light switch? Switch it on. Well, maybe I'm a bit afraid of the dark. You see, it brings a little bit of fear. It's a bit like Star Wars. I don't know if you've seen Star Wars, the recent one that came out on Thursday. Well, you have the two sides, don't you? You have the dark side. You have Lord Darth Vader and Kylo, okay? And then on the other side, you have the light side, which is Finn and Luke Skywalker fighting against the army. That is the Empire, okay? So that's what's going on. Well, there's a spiritual equivalent also going on. See, darkness often means danger. Often means danger. So as the Bible talks about darkness, it's saying, look, we're in the dark about God. We're in the dark about life. And we're in the dark about where the future is heading. Whereas light, on the other hand, what light does, it brings us confidence. It brings us reassurance. And it makes us feel safe. I don't know about you, but when the light comes on in a room, it's like, okay, I know where I'm going. I feel maybe a bit more relaxed. Maybe it's just me, I don't know. But I feel a bit more relaxed. As I say, as soon as the light comes on, we know where we're going. And this is why Christmas is such a brilliant message. It says that Jesus is the light of the world who's come to make sense of it all. But I have to say, the light brings a challenge. It brings a challenge. You see, it shows things as they really are. Do you see the picture just outside the door that you came in? Do you see a picture there?
Yeah.
Something like that there, maybe? Is that Stephanie there? Yeah, can you bring the picture in, actually, Stephanie? Sorry, Sam, you've been superseded. I did have my right-hand man there, but while Stephanie's there. Thanks, Sam, though, still. Yeah, if you bring it in, Stephanie, just all the way over here. We'll see what the picture is. Does anyone guess what the picture is by the time it gets here? The Mona Lisa, that's right, fantastic. Thanks so much for that, Stephanie. There we have the Mona Lisa. Not quite in all her glory, but there we have her. She looks a bit of a mess. Okay. You might think, what on earth is going on there? She's been brought into the light, and as she has been, we see there's all sorts of rubbish on her, and all sorts of things that have kind of made her damaged. Well, the arrival of Jesus, the light of the world, reveals the problems. So as we consider how wonderful the world is, well, we know that there's something deeply wrong, don't we? Indeed, it is a masterpiece. The world is, as we look at it, is indeed a masterpiece. But it's one, that has been spoilt. There's hazardous pollution. There's crippling poverty. There's desperate hunger. And Jesus, being the light, shows that it's actually you and me that have created all of this. We've done it. We've deliberately crossed out God, the creator. And we've made a mess of the world. Not only that, but also of ourselves and each other. By our half-truths, our greed, our lusts, our spitefulness. We've done it. And this is known as sin. It's not a pretty picture. Now many don't like to hear this. That's why they avoid Jesus, the light. They don't want to be confronted with these truths. So we're not actually neutral when we come to the spiritual light that is Jesus. In fact, we resist him. We resist him. We love the darkness. We want to embrace that instead. But Jesus is the light. If we don't go to the light, we can't be restored. And the light that is Jesus shows us how we can be changed. You see, Jesus didn't come into the world just to expose us. No, Jesus came to change us, to bring light. As we saw in the verse, it says this in verse 4. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. So what did Jesus do to change us? Well, this is where we come to the fourth and final part of the Christingle. And that is normally the ribbon, but we've got a piece of electrical tape here. Okay, I think it's probably a bit easier. That is the kind of ribbon that goes round the orange. And what that represents is when Jesus died on the cross. That is his blood that was shed for us. You see, when Jesus, he didn't remain in that manger. No, he grew up. He grew up. And he lived the life that was meant to be lived. Then aged 33, Jesus chose to die on the cross. As I said, that's what the red ribbon represents. Now, you'd be thinking, surely that's the sad part of the Christingle, isn't it? The death of Jesus. But actually, it's the most important part of it. You see, sin that ruins not only the world and each other and ourselves, but it's also ruined our relationship with God. It leaves us in trouble with Him, the one that we've largely ignored, the one that we've rejected, the one that we've ruined His and wrecked His world. But the very God we've rejected, well, He's the one that has come to rescue us at great cost to Himself. You see, when Jesus died on that cross, He came to take our place, to swap that place instead of us, to take the punishment that we deserve for the things that we think, say, and do. Now, earlier this year, there was robbers broke into a gallery and nicked a famous art piece, a masterpiece by Bruegel. There we go. It's worth many millions and millions of pounds. And they broke into the gallery, they smashed up the frame, and they ripped it out from its place and made off with it. But what the thieves didn't know is that the police had heard about it, had heard about their plan before they did it. And so they swapped the painting with a copy a little bit before. And so that's what the robbers ended up stealing. And after that, the police quickly restored the painting back to its place of glory or honour, as it were. I have to say, it's not a perfect example, but it's a bit of a picture to show what Jesus did for us on the cross. You see, He took our place. He was smashed for our sin so that we could be restored back. So we could be restored back. And so those kind of marks that are now on that picture, now they can be removed because of Jesus' death. And there we go. That's what happens. All the rubbish, all the bits of, well, who the wrap is, I'm sure that's not on us. But anyway, all the sin that stops us coming to God. There we go, it's a bit tough. It took Jesus' death. And the moustache, there we go. All those things are removed. And so now, the Mona Lisa is restored. And so this is what Jesus' death has done for us when we come into the light, when we come to accept Him as our Saviour. And so now, when we do that, this is the amazing, amazing truth now. It says this in verse 11. Yet to all who did receive Him, that is Jesus, to those who did believe in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful that this is what the Christingle represents? This is the picture of what God has done for us.